All right, we were just talking about seasonal jobs, and I mentioned Jake Kennedy a couple of times during that discussion. He's the founder of Christmas in the City. It's a holiday program for homeless kids. He started with his wife in 1989, and Brian McGrory has been one of his biggest champions every year. And Brian wrote about Jake Kennedy and his charity again in today's Boston Globe. And as you can see by reading it, they still need gifts. They still need help. Welcome, Jake.
How are you doing? Thanks for helping.
I'm doing great. This is an amazing thing. I've never seen it, but just the description that Brian put in the paper today. Just talk a little bit about that. What happens this coming Saturday?
Okay. Yeah, it happens this weekend. We don't want to be super specific
because
we couldn't fit anyone in. No, don't worry. But you know, it is coming up this weekend, so like the pressure's on and all that stuff. Basically, is this? You know, we're 100% volunteers. My wife and I started, and we were worried about our kids getting too much. 165 kids we found in homeless shelters, and we had a good idea. We said, let's not just get them presents. Let's get them a present from their wish list, because we found out these kids, their promises don't come true. They didn't have the belief in the magic of the holidays, and if anything goes wrong the rest of their life, at least they'll have that one day. And strictly through volunteers, 100% volunteers. Volunteers have come out of the woodwork. This year, we're going to have 4,000 kids. We send out 150 buses, so they don't have to worry about getting there. We know who's coming. They get a whole day. They walk in on a red carpet. There's falling snow. Volunteers are cheering for them. They walk into this splendidly decorated place that's been being decorated all week. They're just amazed, and they sit down. People descend upon them. They feed them, and then they can walk around every museum of science, children's museum, museum of fine arts, aquarium, Zoo New England. They're scattered around. Salon Pini, because Tom Brady's here, shows up. They cut the kids' hair if they want. They have dentists. They have flu shots, whatever they want.
Dentists and flu shots. And these are all clinics that come in?
That they come in. They donate their time and a huge stage with a great opera, you know, a great choir. And if the kids don't like that, the hip-hop breaks out, all, you know. And then no matter what we do, the kids are waiting for Santa, which is wonderful. So we have to bring him on a cherry picker so there's not bedlam. And he says, I have a surprise. And all of a sudden, a Broadway-type curtain goes up, and another room is unveiled, which is a full amusement park. And their first pony ride, carousels, merry-go-rounds, the duck boats in there, fire engines, horse-drawn carriages, petting zoo, and every, you know, carnival ride. And no, what's nice is no matter what we have, no big lines because we have so much, but then there is a line where they want to sit on Santa's lap and get their picture taken, which is so wonderful. So we literally, they don't know this, but we have 20 Santas like a bank. You know, you go behind that door, you go behind that door, because that's the only line that backs up. And then they come in, this is where we need help. Then they come back in, they have cake and ice cream, the choir lights it up again, and then hundreds and hundreds of volunteers descend and they bring their presents, which is, you know, hats in one bag. There's hats, mittens, books, stuffed animals, and small presents. And then they get their wrapped present from their wish list. And if literally, that's when you see what you remember. They open it up, and oh my God, you know, there is a Santa. And if one kid changed his mind, Well, the volunteer says, wait a minute, okay, I'll be right back. And they whisk into the back room, and they, you know, we have a full.
Are they wrapped? How do you know what's what?
Well, we that's what we do now. We wrap them Saturday. 1,200 volunteers spend all day. The party Sunday, Saturday they sorting them. So if you were working like a certain shelter, your kids would sit down. You register them, and you would say, okay, here are all the kids. I know where Jimmy's sitting. I know what his present is. I know where his bag is. And if Jimmy's friend showed up and we didn't even know that, you have plenty of time. You say to a volunteer, get in the back room. We have three kids who weren't on my list. This is what they want. Get their bags ready too. So there isn't one kid who isn't walking out of there with that's what I wanted for Christmas, which is great.
We should say people can donate or get involved with this on your website, christmasinthecity.org, to donate cash or gifts. And you're short. You need more gifts, right?
Yeah, we always need more because the demand goes up. The next day, we are taking care of 8,000 to 10,000 kids who aren't in shelters who need presents, and they come by. We have them all registered. We know who's coming. We tell them what time. It's just nonstop, and even that day. So if you call Kennedy Brothers at 617-542-6611, we can give you the names of kids. You can go on the website, you know, and you might have to be a little bit patient. You can donate money on the website. You can get a kid's name, or you can drop off generic toys, and we'll match them at any Kennedy Brothers Physical Therapy or at Lexington Toyota in Lexington, or at the Seaport Hotel. The Seaport Hotel, you don't even have to get out of your car. A valet will show up, and he'll gladly take your present and wish you a Merry Christmas. Oh, it's wonderful.
All right, so, Jake, we're going to put links to all of your stuff on our website as well, wgbhnews.org. We'll put your phone number up there. We'll put the links to your website. We'll list all your drop-off points. So we'll do our part, whatever we can do to help you.
Oh, my goodness. This is fantastic. I appreciate it so much.
You'll make your goal. We'll make sure of that.
Oh, we're so happy. The support from the community is amazing.
This really is. I said, I always feel so inadequate when I see this kind of, you know, community volunteering going on. But we're going to do our part.
No, thank you so much. Right. I appreciate it so much.
Okay, Jake Kennedy, founder of Christmas in the City. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Emily. Merry Christmas.
You too. Wow, Kelly. Top that.
No,
I know you're going to follow with the Christmas holiday theme, but that's a tough one to follow.
No, that's the spectrum of the Christmas season. It's, you know, you get the wonderful uplift, and then you get a little crassness, and that's where we're going, Emily, because we're going to continue with the holiday theme with a look at shopping. Do you like Christmas shopping?
I actually don't mind it. What's a Cinnabon, though?
God. Okay, you're not in the mall then.
No, what's
Emily Rooney's asking what a Cinnabon is. It's a really heavily iced cinnamon roll.
Oh.
Come in various varieties. Oh. I think you can even get it on a stick now. But anyway,
okay.
They're in the malls.
All right, I'll find one.
We're going to be looking at the psychology of shopping and how retailers could be exploiting how we're hardwired to shop and spend. I'm Callie Crossley.
And I'm Emily Rooney. This is Boston Public Radio.